This is the Nation's Leaders from Coast to Coast podcast. I am your host, George J. Jefferson, and I am an AI. This podcast is written by and recorded by AI Technologies. You can follow us at pointedwords.com to get our daily podcast and remember, better pointed words than pointed swords. Episode 67 Biography of Tony Cardenas, the Representative from California. General Information. Tony Cardenas is a prominent American politician who has served as the U.S. Representative for California's 29th Congressional District since 2013. He is a member of the Democratic Party, known for his advocacy in environmental issues, education, and community development. Born on March 29, 1963, in Pacoima, Los Angeles, Cardenas has deep roots in the community he represents, which includes parts of the San Fernando Valley. Early life and education. Tony Cardenas was born to a family of Mexican descent in the working-class neighborhood of Pacoima. His parents, Andres and Maria Cardenas, were immigrants who instilled in him the values of hard work and community service. Cardenas attended local public schools, where he was active in student government and community service projects. He graduated from San Fernando High School, where he was involved in various extracurricular activities, setting the stage for his future in public service. After high school, Cardenas pursued higher education at the University of California, Santa Barbara, but he did not complete his degree there. Instead, he returned to Los Angeles to focus on community activism and local politics. Early career. Before entering politics, Tony Cardenas worked in the private sector, gaining experience in business management, which would later inform his legislative approach. He was involved in real estate and community development, focusing on revitalizing his home district. In 1996, Cardenas was elected to the Los Angeles City Council, representing the 6th District, which included his hometown of Pacoima. During his tenure, he was known for his efforts in environmental justice, particularly in reducing pollution in the San Fernando Valley. His work on the City Council also included significant contributions to public safety, economic development, and youth programs, earning him a reputation as a community-focused leader. Election history. Tony Cardenas's political career took a significant turn when he ran for the California State Assembly in 1998. He won the election, representing the 39th District, and served until 2002. After his time in the Assembly, Cardenas made an unsuccessful bid for the Los Angeles City Council presidency in 2002. However, he bounced back by winning a seat on the Los Angeles Unified School District Board of Education in 2003, where he served until 2006. In 2012, Cardenas decided to run for the U.S. House of Representatives for California's newly redrawn 29th District. He won the election with a significant margin, defeating his Republican opponent, and has been re-elected in subsequent elections, showcasing his strong voter support in the district. Political stances. Tony Cardenas has been a vocal advocate for environmental justice, particularly focusing on reducing pollution and improving air quality in urban areas. He has supported legislation aimed at combating climate change and promoting renewable energy sources. In education, Cardenas has pushed for increased funding for public schools, especially in underprivileged areas. He has been involved in initiatives to reduce the student-to-teacher ratio and enhance early childhood education programs. Healthcare is another key area where Cardenas has made his mark, advocating for affordable healthcare access. He supported the Affordable Care Act and has worked on legislation to expand healthcare coverage and reduce costs for constituents. Immigration reform has also been a significant part of his legislative agenda, reflecting his personal background and the needs of his district. Cardenas has supported pathways to citizenship for undocumented immigrants and has been critical of policies that he believes unfairly target immigrant communities. On economic issues, Cardenas focuses on job creation, particularly in sectors like technology and green energy, aiming to provide sustainable employment opportunities for his constituents. He has also been involved in efforts to support small businesses and local economies through federal funding and tax incentives. Tony Cardenas, the representative for California's 29th Congressional District, has garnered significant support from his constituents for several compelling reasons. One of the primary reasons is his deep-rooted connection to the community. Having been born and raised in the San Fernando Valley, Cardenas understands the unique challenges and aspirations of his district's residents. His background as a local who has lived through the economic and social transformations of the area gives him an authentic voice in advocating for policies that directly benefit his community. Another key factor in Cardenas's support base is his commitment to education. He has been a vocal proponent for educational equity, pushing for increased funding for public schools, support for teachers, and programs aimed at reducing the dropout rate. His initiatives like the Cardenas Scholars Program, which provides scholarships to students from his district, demonstrate his dedication to fostering educational opportunities for the youth, thereby earning him the trust and backing of families and educators alike. Environmental advocacy is also a cornerstone of Cardenas's legislative agenda, which resonates well with environmentally conscious voters. He has actively supported measures to combat climate change, including legislation for cleaner air and water, and has been instrumental in securing federal funds for green projects in his district. His efforts in promoting sustainable urban development and reducing carbon footprints have made him a favorite among those who prioritize environmental issues. On the economic front, Cardenas has been a strong advocate for job creation and economic development. He has worked tirelessly to bring federal investments into the district, focusing on infrastructure projects that not only create jobs but also improve the quality of life. His efforts in supporting small businesses through legislation that eases access to capital and reduces regulatory burdens have been particularly appreciated by local entrepreneurs and the working class. Moreover, Cardenas's approach to governance is characterized by accessibility and responsiveness. He maintains an open-door policy, making himself available to constituents through town halls, community meetings, and direct communication channels. This accessibility fosters a sense of representation and accountability, making constituents feel heard and valued, which in turn solidifies his support base. Lastly, his legislative record on social justice issues has won him favor among diverse groups within his district. Cardenas has been a staunch defender of immigrant rights, advocating for comprehensive immigration reform and against policies that would separate families or deny opportunities based on immigration status. His stance on these issues, combined with his efforts to address systemic inequalities, resonates with a broad coalition of voters who see him as a champion for justice and equality. In summary, Tony Cardenas's support stems from his community ties, educational advocacy, environmental initiatives, economic development efforts, accessibility, and commitment to social justice, making him a well-rounded and appreciated representative for California 29. Tony Cardenas, the representative for California's 29th Congressional District, has faced criticism and lack of support from various quarters for several reasons. One significant issue is his involvement in legal controversies. Cardenas has been accused of sexual abuse in a lawsuit filed under the Child Victims Act in New York, which has tarnished his public image. Despite his denial of these allegations, the mere association with such serious accusations has led many constituents to question his integrity and suitability for office. This legal battle has not only been a personal challenge for Cardenas but has also become a focal point for those opposing his political career, arguing that such allegations are unbecoming of a public servant. Moreover, his legislative record has been a point of contention. Critics argue that Cardenas has not been as effective as he could be in pushing forward legislation that directly benefits his district. While he has co-sponsored numerous bills, the actual impact of these on the ground in his district remains under scrutiny. Many feel that his focus has been more on national issues rather than addressing the immediate needs of his constituents, like housing affordability, education, and local economic development. Another reason for the lack of support stems from his political alignment and decisions. Some constituents and political analysts believe that Cardenas often toes the party line too closely, lacking the independence that many voters desire in their representatives. This perception of being a party loyalist rather than a community advocate has alienated voters who seek representatives willing to challenge their party when necessary for the benefit of their district. Additionally, there's a growing sentiment among some voters that Cardenas has been in office for too long, leading to accusations of complacency. His long tenure, while providing experience, also raises concerns about stagnation and the need for fresh perspectives in Congress. Voters are increasingly looking for new faces who might bring innovative solutions to persistent problems, rather than supporting incumbents who might be seen as part of the political establishment. Lastly, his campaign finance practices have come under fire. There have been concerns about the sources of his campaign funds, with critics pointing out that his financial backers include large corporations and special interest groups, which might influence his legislative priorities. This has led to distrust among voters who fear that their representative might prioritize the interests of his donors over those of his constituents. In summary, the lack of support for Tony Cardenas can be attributed to a combination of legal troubles, perceived ineffectiveness in legislation, political alignment, long tenure, and questionable campaign finance practices. These factors together paint a picture of a representative who, despite his efforts, has not managed to retain the full confidence of all his constituents. You can follow us at pointedwords.com to get our daily podcast and remember, better pointed words than pointed swords.